My point is that it's going to naturally offend the Muslims. They're going to naturally expect some kind of response. Because at the end of the day, look, it was posted onto international websites and then it was translated into Arabic. So there's a deliberate provocation going on. You're basically poking someone in the face multiple times and then you're asking a question of when he says, ow, and when he reacts, you're saying, well, why is he reacting in that way? It's very hypocritical and it's
talking about hypocrisy, Reza, we Muslims would take it far more seriously if these arguments were coming from somebody who also didn't believe in colonialism. Islamist organizations who are behind much of the agitation behind these demonstrations also believe in colonialism. They believe in expansive, offensive jihad, in occupying other people's countries to impose upon them their one particular brand of Islam.
On provocation, Asra, we've not heard from you for a while. If this is very obviously a deliberate provocation, is that not an even bigger reason to not be provoked by it?
Well, once again, as a mother, I can say that I would advise my son, it's you who must take responsibility if you're provoked. It's us as Muslims who have to take responsibility if we're provoked to anger. That image of the Muslim anger, the images that we see, they are a mirror on our society. They're a mirror on the kind of anger and resentment that somebody like Reza is expressing. I'm sitting here right now with the FBI affidavit on this young kid in Chicago who is going to blow up a bar in Chicago. And what does he use as his justification? He says the United States and the UK, they do bad things. They mutilate children. They rape women. They nuke innocent people. So that kind of grievance and wounds that Reza speaks about, it stokes these kids into more anger, more rage, and more violence. I think it's completely irresponsible to suggest that there's no complicity. When you feed the anger, you're as responsible for the violence that ensues. And in that way, in our community, we are instigating ourselves.